for a regular quilt, all at Something For You, 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning and welcome to you, Brenda Swope.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, sometimes after Christmas, it gets a little boring, a little dull. We're looking for something to do, and you have something new and exciting for people to do.
Yes, we have the Captain Andy Show coming to town on January 16th. You might say, who is Captain Andy? Well, he is a hypnotist, and he will take his guests on a hypnotic cruise aboard the imaginary mega yacht. This is an all-expensive paid cruise aboard an elegant 266-foot hypnotic with a crew of 21. With a range of over 5,000 nautical miles, the cruise may be anywhere, and only Captain Andy knows where you're going. All of the guests will be perfectly safe and will be excited at the possibilities and adventures they will experience.
Now, I'm thinking middle of January, he surely is going to take you, the guests, somewhere warm.
I hope so. That would be wonderful.
And, you know, you start when you say you can end up where you want to be, you start thinking maybe Hawaii, lots of other islands, Puerto Rico. Uh-huh. I mean, there's just unending possibilities.
There is, and Captain Andy has been on many cruise ships and performed for many people on that venue as well. So he does have some experience with putting on a good show.
And that means he knows how to get people involved. Now, sometimes when you talk hypnotist, I'm going, that's a little scary. But when I talk to people who've been to one, they say it's also a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to be a great host and will work with all the people in the crowd if they want to.
Yeah,
I don't think he will if you don't want to.
Can always say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I say that's a real talent, I think. And obviously he has it if he's been on all these cruises, to make it comfortable for people and to make them want to go, yeah, I'll help you with that. So it sounds like fun.
I hope so. I hope we get a nice big crowd and that everybody enjoys the performance that is put on.
Yes. And as we said, something to do there. I'm sure there has to be a fee.
It's $10 a person, which is really not that expensive in this day and age. And then we do have a spaghetti supper starting at 5:30 that everyone's welcome to attend as well.
Is that an additional fee?
That's a $7 fee for the spaghetti, which is in the dining room.
Still very reasonable. I'm not sure where else you can't hardly go to a movie for $10.
No.
Well, if you buy much popcorn, et cetera, it's going to be more than $10.
That's for sure.
So a good bargain and something to do that's really fun during this time of year. And of course, we're hoping the weather cooperates. It sounds like it probably will because we're docking this Saturday.
Yes, it's this coming Saturday, and I hope it's a beautiful day.
The 16th. It's the middle of January already, Brenda.
I know. Maybe we'll have our January thaw right in there.
Well, whatever. I think it's good of you to offer something that people can do and kind of, some people say they have the January blahs, whatever you call it, this will be a great opportunity.
Right.
And it's at the local Elks Lodge.
At our local Elks Lodge at 501 Poplar Street here in Atlantic.
And if people just drive by, don't know the lodge, and they go, oh, I can't go up all those steps.
You can go around to the back of the building. There's two doors on the back side. The very north door is a handicap accessible for wheelchairs and things like that. So, and there's an elevator that'll take you straight up to the third floor.
Okay, because the performance is going to be upstairs.
Yes,
of course.
It will. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you mentioned that the spaghetti supper's in at the bottom floor, really.
On the bottom floor, yeah.
And then in between,
there's our main lounge,
yeah,
where you can socialize and wait for the show, or
right. And so, lots to offer there. And ahead of time, we were talking about, you know, some people just take, I think, the Elks Lodge for granted because they've been there to a lot of functions. But there are other people who maybe haven't been there. Maybe you're new to town or you just not had that opportunity. That's a big building.
We're surprised to find the number of people that have never been in there. And we want to open our lodge up to the community this weekend and have them come in, ask questions, take tours. Just check us out and see what we do. We have a lot of benevolent work that we do, and that's our main goal, to do that.
Of course, that's the reason for your fundraising and getting people in. But you do serve the community in addition to the grants, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But that space is available for people to rent.
Yes, it's available for wedding receptions, class reunions, birthday parties, whatever kind of an event you want, it is available to rent. And we do community fundraiser events there is no charge to use our building.
Okay, that's good to know. And on the third floor where you're going to be having this presentation, there is a stage.
There's a stage and an auditorium and a bar, so you can purchase a drink if you want to. We also have sodas and iced tea and lemonade as well.
And you have round tables and long tables?
We have only long tables.
Only long tables, mm-hmm. Okay. But if you're wanting a group kind of thing, that's something you'll want to check into how
right.
many you can.
And we do have tickets at Rex Pharmacy if you want to get your tickets ahead of time to make sure that you get a ticket. They're available there.
Okay, that's good to know. You can go in today and get your ticket for the Captain Andy Show.
Right.
You've not done this before.
No, this is a new venture, so we're hoping that it works out well.
Yeah, but he comes with good recommendations.
Yes.
And have you seen him?
No, I haven't.
But I know you have some Elks people who have, or you wouldn't be doing this.
Right.
Yes. So let's talk about, you said the purpose of Elks is all the benevolent work you do. And I've been seeing your picture in the paper lately. Let's talk about some of the kinds of things that you do.
Okay. We have some grants available to local lodges through our national organization. And this year we have received a $2,000 grant, and we purchased a piano keyboard for the music department at school and a tire changer for the bus barn department. It seemed to always fall through the cracks, so we thought that was something we could do.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very glamorous, but
no.
Wow, if you have to change a tire,
yeah.
That would be, wow.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's great to be able to do something like
right.
that that's not at the top of everybody's
right.
list.
Right, and then we're giving some money to Arise as well through that grant.
All right. Good use for the community. And I know the Does group that's affiliated with Elks, they do lots of benevolent
yes.
things too. So as a group, you just do lots of things that
we have a lot
them.
Of wonderful things available for our community. We just need the people to help plan and do them.
Okay. Yeah. That says volunteers,
right.
I think, for a lot of those. And your group, like lots of
but
others.
But even if you volunteer for 2 hours a month, it's nothing, and it helps us tremendously. So volunteerism is a good thing.
It is. And you'd be a good person to contact if somebody says, I can't haul chairs, I can't haul tables, but maybe I could sit down and, fold
right.
newsletters. Or
right. That would be great. Any, you know,
you
just give us a call. Yeah.
You can find a job. Okay. I know that Elks also sometimes concentrates on youth, and you have some mm-hmm. youth activities that go on during the year.
Yep, we just completed the hoop shoot. We also collect deer hides from hunters for our veterans leather program. They make these little gloves for people in wheelchairs to wear, and we just give them to them. That's part of our benevolence. And we have a scholarship program. This year we're giving $1,500 in scholarships. We have 3 scholarships we're giving on a local level.
Okay. And so that information would be available through schools?
Yes, that's on the school website.
Mm-hmm. I'll go back to the deer hide thing again. I mean, if somebody shoots a deer, we've had deer hunting season, and I don't
uh-huh.
keep track of all those different seasons. And so they have a deer, perhaps they take it to the locker. I mean, what's the process?
They have to skin it and then bring us the hide.
Okay.
That's all they have to do.
Okay.
This has been a bad deer season because it's been so wet and muddy in the fields. I don't know that a lot of people have gotten to do the deer hunting they wanted to do. I'm not an expert, but I don't do that.
Yeah.
But deer hides are down this year. 2 years ago, we were the highest in the nation for donating elk skins or deer skins for this project.
Well, it's something, I mean, I didn't realize you did this, and something that a lot of groups don't know, something very unique.
Yeah, we're the only ones that do it, I believe. And the veterans that get these little gloves just love them because the wheels on their wheelchairs can burn their hands or...
Uh-huh.
You know, hurt them.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah. For a lot of different people. Good to
mm-hmm.
use the hide, good for the people who process them, good for the
right.
veterans who get them, good all the way around, really great. And I know another thing that going back to, I think, more youth than adult are the drug prevention programs.
Yes, we have a lot of drug prevention programs. We had a Halloween party for kids here in Atlantic this year and gave them all kinds of drug reading materials. And then we have, through our national, we have these drunk driving glasses, and they can put them on and try to walk a straight line, and it's really interesting to see people try to use that, and it shows them just what happens when you're impaired from drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So Okay. We'd like to use those
good
too.
To know. Well, all the good work you do, but you also are providing entertainment for a maybe a dull January. Tell us again about that.
It's a Captain Andy show, and it'll be this Saturday. The show will start at 7:30, and the spaghetti supper will start at 5:30.
All at the Elks Lodge.
All at
Atlantic.
Our Elks Lodge here in Atlantic.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you very much, Brenda.
Thank you.
Until next time, here's the thought. When someone does something good, applaud. You will make two people feel good.